Hey, it's Taylor, and welcome back to Beyond Basketball, where we apply the deep game principles not only to basketball, but to your overall growth and development and your life as a whole. And so if you're into this type of material, make sure that you hit the link in the description where we have a special gift for you that I'll explain more about at the end of this clip. Enjoy.
Yeah, if you can see the whole path laid out, it's probably the wrong path. And the next step, we fool ourselves into thinking we can see a few steps ahead. All we can really see is the next step. And the next step is typically clear. You know, it's typically clear. Sometimes sometimes it's so obvious that we're not seeing it, but often it's typically like, oh, I know the very next thing to do, which leads to the next thing and the next thing, and it unfolds that way. And you got to get your hands dirty, like Mason was saying. You got to get out there and like mix it up. I told him this story about how I kind of, what do you even call that? I like snuck my way. I didn't sneak in, but there was this very prominent, at the time it was the biggest online marketing conference seminar in the world. It was Yannick Silver's Underground Online Seminar. I don't think it's happening anymore, but at the time, again, biggest in the world. And they had a scholarship for 10 entrepreneurs under 23. And I was 18 or 19, hadn't made a penny online at this point. I just had some ideas. But I wrote a real good piece of copy in my application and I got in. And so suddenly I'm at this conference and they've teamed us, all 10 of us, up with an older mentor. So like Bill Glazier of Glazier Kennedy, maybe. Bill Glazier was one of them. Isabel De Los Rios and her business partner ran the Fat Loss Solution, which was like $1 million a month fat loss company. Mike Geary was doing $1 million a month in fat loss. Like, there's all these like heavy hitters, and I'm there, haven't made a penny, you know. I'm just like, whoa, what, how did I get here? There was a guy next to me that was doing like, you know, well into seven, maybe eight figures, and he was 22 at the time. His business now does 9 figures plus in like WordPress stuff. It was just this really successful crowd. The guy, the owner of Optimized Press, James Dyson, was part of our group. Anyway, long story short, I just kind of took my shot. You know, it's like, I haven't made a penny, but fuck it, I'm going for it. And I just like wrote the crap out of that letter, went, was super scared, nervous, shy, whatever, just got my hands dirty, talked to everybody. And the next thing you know, I had like recruited a bunch of people for this online summit, that Athletic Domination Expo thing. I recruited a bunch of them, had them as interviewees. I had contacts for people that like helped me figure out how to launch it. I launched that thing, made it no real money, but got a small list. And then I started recruiting affiliates for the Prolific Shooting launch, the original one. And again, it's like getting your hands dirty. I just reached out to all these affiliates, anybody in the market that had a list that I thought might be able to promote it.
What do you mean by had a list?
An email list. So like Jump USA, I don't know if they're still doing stuff. Jump USA was a really big one. Jacob Hiller, Jump Manual, was our biggest affiliate. Alex Morocco, aka Jason Capital. Was in basketball back then. Yeah. Yeah. He was doing ball handling programs. So he was an affiliate. I just like hammered all of these guys. I would get on multiple phone calls. I created products for them, like by me from scratch, unique products, all theirs, that they could use as a bonus for anybody on their list who purchased my program. I gave them the highest commission, 75% you could give on ClickBank, which was the online merchant account. I was like, I will do fucking anything to like get them to promote it. That's all I cared about. So 75%. And again, just because that was the max, I would have given them 90, you know? Mm-hmm. And then I lined them all up for this launch. And I created a set of prizes and a leaderboard. So as the launch was about to happen, I told them exactly what was going to happen. Here's exactly when you email. I wrote all of their emails for them. So again, like all of this work, it's just like,
it's so easy for them.
I made it effortless, and that I'm emailing the shit out of them every day. Like, oh, this person's ahead of this person. Here's who's in first. So and so is like five sales behind it, and they're just getting worked up. It's like pure orange competitive drive. And I remember the day before the sale went live, it was going live at midnight, and I'd been sleeping at a like mold infested student house basement for the last year, basically. And I had moved back in halfway to my parents' house, so I'm kind of splitting time, just kind of all over the place. I had this big MacBook monitor on their dining room table that I was just camped out at, like all day, all night. And I'm walking laps up and down their lawn, just laps, just dialing each one of these affiliates, like, yo, you ready? You got your emails? It's gonna be so sick. It's gonna be amazing. So-and-so is lined up, and I know you can beat them. And I'm just like, I'm this 20-year-old kid. These are established business owners, but it was just like, I do not care. Like, let's go get this done. And it made like 80 grand in 3 days. And I just went from like $0 to my name to a full-blown email list of customers and a presence in the basketball market. These guys as customers. Who now?
Probably in the first 3 days for sure.
Yeah, yeah. And I guess I'm just trying to like drive this point home, the thing about getting your hands dirty. Like when I say get your hands dirty, it's like way dirtier than you think. You know? Like really, really, really put your boots on the ground and dig in. And in so many cases, and I should say as well, that's not like my own kind of craftiness. I learned that from the people that I went to that seminar. I learned, they're like, here's what you do. And so I just did it, you know? Even though it was super uncomfortable and I was shy and I was nervous to do it, you start doing it and you realize, oh, it's not that bad. These adults aren't so scary. They don't know everything. And so you just push it. And yeah, again, I think that the amount of volume and work that's required is often just vastly underestimated. And I had to create my own product, which included a whole bunch of stuff. Like Prolific Shooting was a big program with like lots of bonuses, an upsell. Then I created bonus products for every affiliate, separate products. Gave them 75% of the commission, wrote all of their emails, plus all my emails. It's like calling each of them every single day, being in touch with them. Then they made so much money, they all wanted to promote the next one. Mm-hmm. And now I had this list and I was my own biggest affiliate. Or I wasn't an affiliate, but I made the most sales in the next launch because of that. And then we launched another program, another one. Then I meet Paul Reddick, we automate the whole thing, refine it, optimize it. But once again, it's just like boots on the ground, dig in, do the work, and it's more work than you think. But if you can link the pleasure and effort, that was some of the most fun I've ever had in my life. Yeah, sitting around the fire last summer with Volker, he runs VertShock. We were kind of reminiscing about the good old days when we're like young, scrappy entrepreneurs just like making shit happen, you know? Half my stuff's at my parents' house, half's in this crappy-ass student house basement that I can't wait to get out of, and I've got no money. I'm just like smiling and dialing these affiliates and like making it work. A friend of mine and I kind of snuck into this gym 45 minutes from my house, a YMCA, with a flip cam, which doesn't even exist anymore. There were no real good cameras on our phones. So it was a flip cam that had, the flip part was a USB key that flipped out of the phone. And we just stuck it on this $20 tripod, and his brother had been suspended from school. So his punishment was to like man the flip cam. Well, he played dummy defense on me for 8 hours. And we just recorded it. I dumped it onto my laptop, cut it all up in iMovie myself. It took, I don't know, 12 hours or something. Had to figure out iMovie and just like figured it out and cut it up. Figured out how to build the website, put it up. It just, like, you just figure it out step by step. Don't know how to do this? How do I do it? Find out? Okay, do it. What's the next thing? Don't know how to do it? Find out. Do it. There's nothing you can't figure out on the fly. And the key is more just trusting yourself that you're going to figure it out. Because people way dumber than all of you have. You know? Each of you can. It's just a matter of being scrappy enough, and like Mason said, just get your hands dirty and do it.
Hey, it's Taylor. If you enjoy this type of beyond basketball material, then I'd like to share something with you. So for the last few months, I've been writing a daily email newsletter for a small group of our Deep Game students who are interested in applying these principles beyond basketball to life as a whole. So we discuss things like finding your path in life, your purpose, even advanced meditation and spiritual practice, love and relationships, building modern businesses, and generally speaking, the path to self-mastery. And so if you'd like to join that email list, then there's a link in the description and you'll be able to sign up for that list. And not only that, but when you sign up, I'll give you a 90-minute talk from our Deep Game retreat last summer where I shared for the first time ever the ninth law of the Deep Game. This is some of my favorite material that I've ever released. And if you like this type of talk, then you're really, really going to love what you see in these daily emails and, of course, in the ninth law session. So head over to the link in the description and I will see you over there.